Pompeo, UK Labour record on anti-Semitism a national disgrace. By Simon Kent on March 26, 2019. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday lashed the hard-left UK Labour Party's efforts to tackle anti-Semitism in its ranks as a national disgrace in an unusually harsh appraisal of the internal politics of an ally. Addressing the US pro-Israel lobby IPAC, Pompeo denounced a rise in anti-Semitism around Europe, the Middle East and in the United States but reserved excoriating criticism for the opposition Labour Party. In Britain, the Labour Party's tolerance of anti-Semitism in its ranks is a national disgrace, Pompeo said, before confirming it was legitimate in a democracy to criticize policies of Israel but not the very existence of the Jewish state. "Let me go on record, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism," Pompeo said to a standing ovation. "The Trump administration opposes it unequivocally and we will fight it relentlessly." The Labour Party made strong gains in Britain's 2017 elections under leader Jeremy Corbyn, a veteran socialist and supporter of pro-Palestinian causes. Mr. Corbyn has long vowed that he is not anti-Semitic. However, his entire party has been engulfed in those very claims, from inside and without, since he took on the leadership in 2015. 9 members of the party have quit since then, with many citing alleged anti-Jewish racism. One of them, Jewish lawmaker Luciana Berger, said she received death threats amid a slew of abuse and concluded that the party had become institutionally anti-Semitic. Watch, Jeremy Corbyn tries to stem defections over Labour anti-Semitism. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, February 21, 2019. Breitbart News reported in December at the end of a bruising year of anti-Semitism scandals for Labour that Mr. Corbyn had made the Simon Wiesenthal Center list of top 10 worst anti-Jewish incidents worldwide for 2018. It stated that the prospect for a Corbyn-led British government was an existential threat to Jews and that the rising tide of anti-Semitic incidents in Labour was injecting the world's oldest hatred into the mainstream of society. The Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Jewish human rights organization that researches the Holocaust and contemporary anti-Semitism, said of the rise of such incidents within Labour, party leader Jeremy Corbyn stands directly responsible. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.